everyone needs in the studio?
What?
Sleep!
You need some breakfast!
Yeah! When does that land?
Breakfast!
Breakfast!
We agreed on the keywords.
I'm guessing the Q word is breakfast.
Breakfast!
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 Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yay.
Yay. Yay! Oh, it's Andy Peters!
Oh, what a surprise!
Look who it is, it's Andy Peters. He once was on TV.
Oh yeah.
He broke his legs on Dancing Ice cause he's a big Wally.
He is
Andy Peters. Available for Panto.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, no, he's not.
Hi, Andy.
Morning.
By the way, Andy, excuse me.
I don't suppose you have two tickets to the gun show, do you, Andy?
Oh, hang on a minute. Got it. Oh,
no. No, that, to that camera, that camera.
Ready?
Boom.
Look at that!
Bosh!
Oh. Whoa, muscle man.
That's incredible.
Can I firstly say congratulations on...
Can I lift you up?
Go on then. Do you want to do some exercises?
Oh, by the way, we need to talk.
Oh, by the way, we can do a test with me and Alad.
Yeah,
to
we
prove
need to
that.
Talk. Okay. Did you hear about Alad on the air the other day saying what he's benching? 65, did he say?
Not a chance, right?
Where is he?
Now.
Well, he's just fallen over.
We can test this. Andy, because my weight is 67, which is near enough 65. So if he can lift me, then he's telling the truth. If he can't, he's not.
Okay, but he has to be able to bench you.
I don't really know what that means.
Wow.
But
well, look, I'll bench you now, quickly.
You what? Oh, get over it.
What are you doing?
Make yourself stiff, right?
Make yourself stiff? It's not Now Magazine photo shoot, is it?
Okay, let's see.
Are you going to try...
Oh.
Andy, whoa, Andy. Okay, you're going to try and lift...
Yeah.
All right, do you want me to...
Do you need someone to spot you?
Okay. Put your legs together.
Okay.
Keep dancing on ice. You weigh more than 65.
Is that how you weigh people?
67 I am.
Oh, there we go. You do weigh more than 65.
Right, well, that was interesting. That's woken me up.
Right, okay.
Can you get up, love? Oh, there you are. You're all right.
There we go.
The little... Alad.
Yeah.
Are you sure you can bench 65 kilograms?
Yeah.
I don't believe... I just don't believe it.
We look like we're in a catalogue. Here's the T-shirt in red and blue.
No.
I did three reps and that was it.
I can't believe that.
He helped me with a third.
It's 65.
But 65 is a lot.
But there's nothing on him.
His chest.
How much do you weigh?
65, am I asking 7? Do you
want to
weigh me? Find out.
Do you want to weigh him?
No.
All right, let's weigh him. Come on.
Hang on a minute.
Can I just describe this for those of you who can't see? Andy Peters is lying on the floor, and then Alad is going to lie on Andy's hands, and he will...
see how much I think you weigh.
All right.
So okay. Fall backwards, I'll catch you. Okay, you ready? Feet together.
Oh my god, this is really happening.
Okay. This is strange,
isn't it?
To watch.
Yeah, you're lighter than Dave.
Wow. Andy, do you want to have a go with me?
No.
Oh, you cheeky guys. What's wrong with that? How rude.
That'd be like one of my deadlifts.
Yeah, all right. You'll be dead in a minute, and I'll chuck you in the lift.
As I was saying, congratulations on doing a day, over a day, live on the radio. It has
been amazing, isn't it?
As a viewer and a listener, it's quite extraordinary.
Is it? Well, it was until now.
It was unique. Because it plays with our mind. Because, of course, I get in my car at 4:30 in the afternoon and you're on the radio.
Mm.
I'm getting ready to go to bed at 10:00 and you're on the radio. It really does play with your mind.
Is it quite... I mean, a lot of people have said it. Is it quite compulsive and addictive watching on the red button?
This could replace Big Brother.
God. It is like that, though,
isn't
it?
It's like watching the very first Big Brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's because you don't want to miss out on what's happening. And you're kind of in a gang, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're not watching, then you won't know what everyone's talking about.
So it's very good and well done, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Can I read some texts out? Okay. You know, I just said if you can send us a text saying keep going, that'll give us a little boost.
Yeah. You said it would spur you on.
What are you laughing at?
As you went through on your computer... You went past the eBay screen. What, you think of it like shopping? Were you bored? Thought, I'll just do some shopping.
No, Andy, I think you'll find that all the top celebrities in Britain are taking part in Twit Relief for Comic Relief, where famous people will follow you if you are the highest bidder.
Okay, I
did not ask you to take part.
Not famous enough.
Showbiz. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Andy Peters.
Hello. Yes, I am here at the door.
Anyway, so here comes some of the text messages.
I am at the door.
I am ringing the doorbell. Keep going. I promise not to complain that I need more sleep today, having spent a long time watching and listening last night, says Sinead in Lancashire. Keep going, Chris and Dave from Lee Hurst in Leicester. Keep going, you're doing a great job, from Archie from Oxford, Lisa in Wakefield.
Thank you.
Liz in Horsham says doing something amazing. Ryan from Salford. Keep going. Still with you on the red button since 6:30 yesterday. Wow. Mm. I have texted 100 times already, says Russ in Cheshunt. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, Cheshunt. Right. It's in Hertfordshire.
Yep. Keep going. You're amazing and should be very proud of yourselves. Whoop whoop, says Carol Ann, and Tom in Norfolk, and Catherine in Hastings, and Dawn in Ludlow, and so many other people. So thank you very much. Crystal Stroud and a little boy, Mitchell from Wales. Hi, Mitchell.
Hi, Mitchell.
Hi, Mitchell.
Hi, Mitchell.
Hello, Mitchell.
Laura says, I love you all. You're doing so well. Totally hooked. Keep going, Chris and Dave, says Karina in Hastings. Keep going, says Deb. Angela in Leeds. Caroline in Bern and Paula in Devon, all with good luck messages. Thank you very much. That's nice. Your nose just fell off.
Well, you look so well, both of you.
Thanks. We've had a shower. No sleep, but we've had a shower.
I've had a couple of showers to keep me going. Doesn't massively last a long time, but it helps for about 10 minutes.
I genuinely think you don't sound tired at all.
Mm. We sounded a lot worse.
You look really well. Look sprightly. Yeah, look at that, and you've lost weight. And I see you've got the loungewear still on.
Yeah, I'm going to put my jeans on for the arrival of the guests this morning.
Can I tell you how bad my clothing is?
Go on.
And normally I would actually care about something like this.
Yeah.
But I don't now. I'm wearing kind of black... I'll tell you what I'm wearing, shall I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wearing, like, snooze suit trousers from an airline.
Oh, yes, I see that they are by just looking at the bottom.
Do you know that? Yeah. From an airline, which, like, if you've never done it before, you might fly with these people.
Mm. I'm with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dog Rough Airways.
Right.
I'm talking about. Anyway, so I got these pyjamas, like a sleep suit, when I flew with them. So I'm wearing their pants. And I'm wearing my black trainers and their black pants. But I'm wearing white socks. Ooh. White little ankle socks.
Ah.
Now, normally I'd be like, you don't wear white socks with black.
No.
You
know,
no. Right now... I could care less, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, do that shot again of my feet. Okay, you ready? Okay, you ready? You watching the camera?
I like this.
A little treat for everybody who's watching the red button. Mm. You ready?
Mm.
Wow!
It's magic.
Is that clever?
Thank
That's
you.
Clever.
Shall I do it again? Okay. This takes a lot of out of me, so this is just for comic relief.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Who'd have thought you'd done levitation?
I just levitated.
7:14.
Right, we need to go to the Segway and then Celebrity Raspberry. Are you hanging around?
I am indeed. If you'll have me.
What?
If you'll have me, I'll stay.
Not that kind of show.
I have told you. I've got breakfast.
Oh, it's not just pineapple, is it?
Don't say it like that, Tina.
Is it really?
It's
really
not just pineapple.
Is it boring Andy Peters breakfast, really healthy, good for you? Is it like muesli, that hot muesli, what it was?
Hot granola.
It better not be that.
No, it's not hot granola.
That for nothing. All right, well, look, it's 7:15, Thursday morning, BBC Radio 1's longest ever show. Let's play some music, we'll do Celebrity Raspberry. All right, it's 7:40. Coming up in this bit of the show is the one and only Mr. Andy Peters and our breakfast.
Yeah.
Yay.
So what do you want to do? Play a couple of records and then Andy will tell us what breakfast is.
Yeah.
Mmm, yum, yum. Is it cardboard on cardboard? It'll be all healthy.
Yeah, but
crap.
If Andy tells us now, then we can eat it during the next couple of records.
Like rice cakes and stuff.
Cardboard on toast. That'd be quite nice.
Yeah. But you've run out of bread. Don't tell me. I know the jokes.
Look, it's going to help you give you sustenance and endurance for the next 12 hours. That's what it's going to do. So don't look at me like that.
Yeah, and Andy knows
it's just Lucozade on bread. I'm going to kill you.
It's certainly not that on bread.
All right, breakfast from Andy Peters coming up.
Is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever, with Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave for comic relief. Hour 26.
But it shouldn't fade.
Otherwise, it's perfect, though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, should we talk breakfast?
Yes.
Yes.
Andy Peters has arrived in the studio. God love him.
Andy Peters.
He's brought our breakfast in.
Dun-dun-dun.
And if it's horrible, we'll chuck it in the bin.
Andy Peters.
Look at his big guns. He's got a load of muscles and some tight and firm buns. Tense them buns, Andy.
It's not buns for breakfast, though, is it?
It's certainly not. I would never give you that much carbohydrates.
Right. Oh, I didn't think so.
Okay, so
yes,
you're doing a marathon radio show.
Yeah.
You need to eat well.
Right.
So this is the easiest thing I've ever had to bring in, because obviously there wasn't too much cooking involved, which is kind of good.
I want, like, nice food.
Don't worry, I've got a surprise for you. Okay, so
just for Chris or for both?
No, because you've got to keep in training for the Dancing on Ice tour.
You're right.
So,
ha, ha, ha.
Okay, here it is. Oh. It's going to start with this.
Oh, hang on. Here we go.
That's quite exciting, isn't it?
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh, it's like a casserole dish. Is that right?
Is it Irish stew?
It is actually a casserole dish.
In the name of the law.
Okay, so
This is all on the red button and the webcam if you want to watch this now live.
Dr. Mel said you need to keep eating nice, fresh food. Chris's face on the word fresh was like, oh, God help.
I can tell by your face you've made something that I'm not going to like.
Correct.
Right.
I have made you a superfood fruit salad.
Ooh.
So, your face. It looks nice on telly. Chris, don't. That's really good for you.
What is that?
So it's super fruit food salad. Blackberries.
Blueberries.
Blueberries. Pomegranates. Figs. Strawberries. Melon. And pineapple.
Nice.
With a cinnamon infused.
Hello, it's Rihanna.
So you'll like that.
Is there any chocolate in it?
I've got something with chocolate in. One sec.
What is this? This is Chris's special order.
No, you
get
that. I've got you.
Breakfast is here!
Oh, wicked! Oh, look at these! Dave, we've got bacon and sausage sandwiches!
Wow.
Oh, wicked! Look at this! Oh, sorry, Andy, go on. You were saying
no,
what?
No, it's all right.
No.
I've got you some...
I won't, thank you.
You don't like the word granola.
Can I just... Oh, I hate it.
Yep.
Can I just say, I don't... That smells amazing. I don't like fruit salad. Is that what that is?
Mm. In effect, yeah.
Right, in effect. But doesn't that look lovely? Although it does look like it's fake, like I could tip it upside down.
No, it's real. Let me assure you. I was chopping strawberries at 10:30 last night.
Well, we'll show off.
I'm going to have some of that.
And I've also brought you
I eat something out of it now?
Yeah. Well, I've got a yogurt. I've got a Greek yogurt with ginger that goes well with it as well.
Oh, so can I have the yogurt and the fruit together?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, good. Thank you.
But I've got something
else.
That's
what Alan's doing.
Straight away.
He's tucking into a bacon sandwich.
Alex, shame on you.
Can I have a strawberry or some fruit?
You go on.
Just to show you that I can eat it. Yeah. I'm going to eat something healthy, ladies and gentlemen.
What, before you then demolish a sausage and bacon sandwich?
No. Yeah, probably. All right. So what of it? I've been on the radio for like 3 years.
True.
Okay, right, look. I am going to eat a strawberry. Is that good for me?
Yes. You like?
Oh my god. It tastes of egg and chips. How did you do that?
It's just a little trick I learned on MasterChef.
Heston Blooming Peters.
And also, Chris, I brought you in here is a duck, cashew nut, and watermelon salad. Because I thought you'd like that.
Duck!
Cashew nut and watermelon.
Do you even know me? Do you even know anything about me?
It'll be nice. It'll be good for
when
you.
When we've been out for dinner, have you ever ordered that before?
Yes, you have had that once.
No, I haven't. You have.
Did you not have some?
No.
Oh. Okay, I'll take it back. I can have that for lunch.
Other people that were at dinner with us would have eaten it. Not me.
What? Because why? You don't like duck?
What? Saying that.
Andy.
I don't like watermelon and I don't like salad.
You can pick those bits. Why do you never like the good bits?
Because it tastes boring.
Would you like this?
What is that?
It's a chocolate slice.
Oh, give me that. Give me that.
I thought you'd like that.
Andy, can I have some of the honey yogurt instead of the ginger one? Or is that yours?
No, they're both ginger.
No, this one isn't.
What's that one?
Honey.
Oh, sorry, no, have the ginger one then. Apologies.
I want the honey one.
Oh, so, no, have the honey one.
So what we've got, fruit in a bowl, which is healthy.
Yep.
Then you've got duck and watermelon salad. I ain't touching that.
It's nice.
And then you've got yogurt.
Yogurt with ginger, yogurt with honey.
Yogurt with honey, okay.
And also some granola bars that you would love.
Yeah, I hate granola.
Because they've got oats in, which will give you sustained energy over a long period. And one of them's got chocolate in.
It's not chocolate, though, is it? Because it's got all that mucky granola in it.
It no longer is a
And if I had a Twix, it's granola-free. Full of chocolate. Think about that, mister.
Well,
look, I'm on my second strawberry,
I know. Will you get as far as the melon or the pineapple?
No.
Dave's just tucking... He likes his yogurt.
I do like yogurt, actually. And I'm quite interested in the cereal bars as well.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah.
Try one of those. They're very good for you.
All right.
I'm all about this.
See, I like Dave.
Have you got, are they sausage sandwiches or bacon sandwiches?
I gave them to Alan.
Have a third strawberry.
Instead
Go on. Go for a third strawberry.
And then can I have my bacon sandwich?
No, you need to get to five bits of fruit for your five a day.
All right, can I have three blueberries?
Go on, then have a piece of fig. Have a bit of fig.
Have a fig roll.
Just have a bit of fig.
What's fig?
That one there.
No.
You were having fig rolls.
By the way, I'm not joking. I don't like the... That doesn't look right, that food.
It's a... What do you mean it doesn't look right?
That fig doesn't look right.
Oh, come on.
Have you...
In a fig roll, is there actually fig? Proper fig? Or is it just flavouring?
I don't know.
But it tastes nice.
Because Laura, Greg's producer, had some fig rollers yesterday, didn't she?
Yeah.
They were very nice.
Okay.
George in Chester says, Chris, enjoy your breakfast. You need it. There you go. Do you like that?
That's strawberry number four.
Is it? Okay, that'll do. So
just one more. One more. Five. Five. Go for five.
Well, there's only three.
Strawberry number five, please.
Do you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could eat two more bits of strawberry.
Because they're sour.
No, because it's just boring. Like, I could eat five Kit Kats. Not a problem.
Okay, well, are these the wrappers red and white?
Ooh, Andy Peters.
Do you want some yogurt?
Are we to tip this yogurt into these cups? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's the idea. Go on.
Right.
And the yogurt's all good.
I'm eating strawberry. Now, is this going to give me energy eating strawberry?
Yes,
it will.
Yeah, it will.
Natural energy as well.
So it's fructose.
Hey, mind your mouth, you.
Listen, you don't have an excuse for saying language like that. We do, just about.
Okay.
So what's in it?
Sugar. Sugars that you find in fruit, which aren't as bad as just, like, white sugar that you put in tea. So it has a lower glycemic index.
Do they make fruit without sugar?
No, I don't think so.
Mm.
Oh, look, Dave's got it,
in the market there, Andy.
I know.
Think about it.
Money to be made.
So if I eat one more bit of strawberry...
Yep.
That's loads of energy for me, and I can have a bacon sandwich.
Exactly.
Am I burning fat by eating that strawberry?
Eat the pineapple, that will help you burn fat.
I don't like it.
Okay, fine. Here we go. Oh yeah. One last strawberry.
All right. So, Dave, what are you making? Describe what you do for breakfast.
Well, I've put some of Andy's yogurt and honey... yogurt and honey?
Yeah.
No. Well, honey, yogurt, into a cup. And now I'm putting fruit on the top. And then I may even crumple up one of those granola bars and put that on the top for a bit of roughage and texture.
By the way, they're on tonight at 9 o'clock.
Ooh, roughage and texture.
Yeah, they're brilliant. DJs we trust.
I can't even say roughage and texture.
Dave, how are you feeling, honestly?
I'm starting to flag.
Are you?
Yeah.
Can I just say something? I hate the fact I'm going to say this.
I've just dropped blueberries on the floor.
No, hang on. This could be a big moment.
Those strawberries that Andy brought in might have perked me up a little.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hate to admit.
Wow. Imagine the fun you could have if you ate some pineapple.
What do you want us to do with it?
What, the pineapple? Eat it.
Okay, Dave, you need to have a rest. I'm telling you, you're going a little bit mad. Yeah! Andy, thank you very much.
You are
for bringing in our breakfast. You sure you don't want a bacon sandwich before you go?
100% sure.
Thank you very much. Very, very nice. The Chris Moyle Show.